I get lots of emails, lots of them. We were gone a couple of days, and I had 122 when I got back. This is one that inspired me. It says, I have some questions, and I get that a lot. Does Pastor Thurman's teaching come from Pentecostal teaching? Does he believe that if you are not wealthy, it is because of sin? And I thought, you know, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole on my own thoughts, but I'll sure answer it from the Word of God. You know, as those of you that have been here have heard me tell and show you over and over and over many times that sin and sickness are directly related. I mean, it's even scriptures in the Word of God that says, because of your sin, I have made you sick. I mean, there's a scripture like that, but there's all kinds of them. Now, think about what this says. Does his teachings come from Pentecostal teaching? Well, I don't know if they do or not, because I've never spent a lot of time in a Pentecostal church. I was raised in a Baptist church. I do know what the Baptists preach, you know, and they preach salvation. They're really good at that, and they get a lot of people saved, and I'm glad. But I can answer this other part. Does he believe that if you're not wealthy, it is because of sin? Well, I guess we might ask the question, what determines wealth? In other words, some people think that if you don't have $1 million in the bank, you're not wealthy. And there's other men I know that think if they had as little as $1 million in the bank, they're broke. You know, I know people that $1 million, I mean, they deal in millions every day. And so if I was down to $1 million, I mean, they would be saying, oh my gosh, you got to pray for me. I only got $5 million left in the bank. And I know other people that if they had $50,000 in the bank, they'd say, jumping up there, praise God, I'm filthy rich. It's all a relative thing, you know. What is rich? Well, I definitely know that there is men out there that if you were to talk to them about, you know, I don't have enough money to take you to dinner today because that would cost us $30 or $40, and I can't do that. They might think, boy, you know, you're really broke. You know, but there's other people out there that if I said, you know, I have $40 in my pocket, I could take us to lunch today. They said, well, goodness gracious, don't spend that $40. We could save that. You know, we could go down and get us a bologna sandwich, you know, and we could spend a couple bucks in the grocery store and we can have 35 of that left over and all four of us can eat a sandwich. Well, you know, you could, couldn't you? Yeah. In fact, the man that I was talking to yesterday afternoon at the airport, we were talking there, and he asked me what my airplane cost, and I told him, and he said, wow. He said, I had no idea you could buy one of those airplanes for that. He said, I figured an airplane like that cost $750,000. I told him, no, it don't cost near that much. I said, you know, you can buy it. In fact, the airplane I have, you know, they're worth about $150,000. You know, that's what that 421 cost, about $150,000. He said, man, I figured that thing cost $750,000 at least. He said, we looked at a Cicada the other day. It's a turboprop, and we were thinking about buying one, but he said the price tag on it was about $2 million. I said, yeah, it's a whole lot faster than this one, flies faster and higher and everything. But I said, you know, the difference between $150,000 and $2 million, I could buy a lot of fuel for $2 million bucks. And so I said, I guess I'll just go with my 200 miles an hour and forget it. I remember when I bought my first Cessna 150, which would fly 100 miles an hour and carry two people, I could leave here and go to where my home was in Goldthwaite in an hour and a half. And it normally took 3.5 driving. And I thought, man, I've died and went to heaven. You know, I mean, I got an airplane flies 100 miles an hour, carries two people, and man. And, of course, today, you know, I think, wow, you know, now it takes me 45 minutes to go down there. So, you know, everything is relative. Because one person's filthy rich if they got $1,000 in the bank. I mean, I know people that ain't never had $1,000 in the bank. And I know people that ain't never had as little as $1,000 in the bank. It's all relative. So going into that, does Thurman believe that if you're not wealthy, it is because of sin? I want to take you to a few scriptures and let you make your own decision. We're going to start with Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. We use the King James for most of these. But Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Go all the way back to the old covenant. The Lord is telling Joshua there, only be thou strong and very courageous that you mayest observe to do according to all the law. You notice the requirements now, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand that you mayest prosper whithersoever you goest. Now then, what did he say is going to happen to you if you walk in obedience to his word? Did you see that little word right there? That you may prosper. Okay, now, I remember when Tim first started mowing yards. He had absolutely no income. So Dad let him use his lawnmower, his trailer, and his car, and his mother took him places, and Dad bought the gas, and he would mow a yard, and he'd make $50. And now then, the afternoon's over, he spent no money, and he's got $50. He was rich. He had prospered. Now, if I'd had the one out there and took that mower that I had to buy and the gas and the trailer and the car and go over there and I spent a couple of hours mowing the yard and I got $50, I wouldn't be near as prosperous as Tim was, because he was a very successful young boy making $50 with no expenses. Man, he was, Dad, I can go do something now. Man, I got $50 in my pocket. Well, I don't know exactly what the Lord's talking about here, but he's telling Joshua that if he obeys the law and does what he says, that he will be prosperous. And so he says, though that you may prosper whithersoever you go. Now, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your ways prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Now then, those days when Tim thought $50, he was prosperous. But now then, with his gym and all these runs he's doing all over the country and everything else, I talked to him about something. The other day I said something about something costing, you know, something. I said, well, this is probably going to cost a couple $100, son, to fix it. He said, that's no problem, Dad. A couple $100 is nothing. What? This is my son? All of a sudden, he's become more prosperous. Now then, a couple of $100 is not very much. Now, when he was 18 years old, a couple of $100 was all the money in the world. You see, he is obeying God, he's serving God, and he is becoming more and more prosperous. Now, if he continues to serve God, now, I don't know, I have no idea what God will do with my son and his work with the Lord. But the day could come when you come and sit down and say, Dad, we're going to have to buy this equipment. Now, you know, I'm fixing to spend $3.8 million to buy this stuff. He said, Dad, that's nothing. You know, not $3.8 million, that's nothing. You know, I mean, that could happen to him, right? I don't know. Because does that happen to some men? Yes, it does. You know, there's some men, $3.8 million, that's a piece of cake. You know, nothing. I mean, I ain't never got there, so you could tell when somebody says, I'm going to spend $3.8 million, I'd do a double take. You know, that's a lot of money to me. I mean, I can remember when I didn't make $5,000 in 2 years, 3 years, a long time ago. And now then, if I wanted to go out and buy a car and it cost $5,000, it's no problem. You know, I could pay for it, you know. So things become relative. Now, am I prosperous? I consider myself very successful and very prosperous. Number one, the reason I'm so successful is because I know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. That's the most important thing I ever did, was when I accepted the King as my Lord and Savior. And then the next thing that I consider to be so successful is because, just like that boy sat beside me in the restaurant, that I got to pray for him in the name of Jesus, and I got to see the King heal that little boy overnight. I mean, far as I'm concerned, that's great success. Everybody looks at success a different way, but that's the way I look at it now. I realize money is nothing, but I realize that if I obey God and I don't have sin in my life, if I had sin in my life, God would not answer those prayers. So, you know, when we really nail this down, if I'm not successful, it appears that I'm going to have sin in my life, doesn't it? This scripture right here, and we've only got one so far, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, two times there he talks about what we have to do to be prosperous. And does it all revolve around obeying God's word? Yes, it does. Okay, and we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 8 through 11. The Lord shall command the blessings upon you in your storehouse and all that you settest your hand unto, and he shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now then, if God commands the blessings upon you, maybe that when you're 15 years old and you start mowing yards and you're obeying God, maybe a $50 blessing would be an awesome blessing from God, right? And you could look at that and say, wow, the Lord has commanded his blessings to overtake me or my son. And he made $50 today. Wow, that's great. But 5-6 years later, maybe the Lord commanded the blessing and he made $500 in that day. Wow, the Lord, just because he says you're going to be prosperous and successful, he doesn't mean that he's going to give every one of us multi-million dollars overnight. He's not going to do that. But, you know, here's one thing to look at to determine whether you're prosperous and successful or not. Are you able to make the payments on your car and your house? Now, if you're somebody that went out there and bought a $500,000 house and there ain't nobody but you and your wife, and you're only making $100,000 a year, I'm telling you what, you're stupid. That's what's wrong with you. You're not doing nothing, being led by the Spirit. You know, now, if you're making $100,000 a year and you bought a $500,000 house with all the taxes and everything, and at the end of the year, you're broke and you ain't got no money, you say, well, God didn't bless me. Well, let me tell you, $100,000 a year is an awful good income. You know, so instead of buying a $500,000 house, why didn't you pray and ask God and seek Him and let Him give you a $100,000 house where you have no problem making the payments on a $100,000 house if you're making $100,000 a year? And that's what I always did. Instead of buying a house and paying it out in 30 years, I always put it on 10 years or less. And then every time I had extra money, I paid it on the house. And so therefore, I didn't wind up using all my money for interest. If there's anything I hate to do, I hate to give the bank all that interest. I'd rather just wait a little while and save that money and get it ready. And then when I need to buy it, I go down there and buy it and pay cash for it. And that way I don't have to pay the banker all that interest. You know, one person might look and say, Thurman, you think you're prosperous and successful? You know, you ain't got nothing. You know, I own that big 50-story building downtown Dallas that's worth $500 million. And look, you got a little tiny place out here that's worth $1 million. So you're not prosperous or successful at all. Well, it all depends on who considers success. You know, I'm very happy with what I've got. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, they said, what did you pay for this place when you bought it? I said, well, the 50 acres on this side, I paid $40,000 for the 50 acres of land. I think I give $800 an acre for it. What would that be, $40,000? Yeah. I said, but when I bought the other 47 acres over here 10 years later, land had gone up and I give $1,950 an acre for that. You know, well, it's all worth $20,000 an acre now. So maybe I am worth a couple of million dollars. Do I have it in the bank? No, but I got it in land.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Obey and Prosper, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.